Tulane and LSU do what they're supposed to do again. Beat the team they're better than, and the Saints find another way to lose. 2 games in 4 days. Just a short edition of Fasano Football this week as I recover from a little incident that happened last week. But all good. Everything's great. But just a quick little edition of the podcast. All right, be right back. Okay, welcome back to Fasano Football. Like I said, a quick little edition of this week's podcast. Okay, real quick, I don't have a lot to say about Tulane and LSU. I mean, they both won. They played great. LSU especially dominated the game against Army. Tulane was a little bit closer than I wanted it to be, but they pulled away at the end. And I got nothing really too much to say about them, except they just keep on rolling on. Now, Tulane plays Rice this week, and historically Rice has always given Tulane problems in a game, in a season that could otherwise be a great one. And I'll go back to the, now, your older ones who can remember, 1979 under Larry Smith and Rock Hines and all them guys. Tulane was 9-2, and one of the losses was against Rice. Head scratcher. And it's been like that throughout the history of Tulane. But I still got to pick Tulane to beat Rice. I just think they're the better team, even though it's in Houston. And as far as LSU's concerned, they just look like they were clicking on offense, and the defense shut out a pretty tough Army offense that runs a funky offense that if you're not used to playing against, that they could cause you trouble. They've caused trouble on other teams in the past, but LSU looked very much prepared, and I think Coach Kelly's experience against playing the service academies while he was at Notre Dame, he was ready for Notre Dame's Army's option play, and he had it scoped out and planned out exceptionally well. And then once LSU looked like they're going to shut Army's running game down, they had nothing. After that, teams like that can't throw the ball unless they get lucky. So, good wins by both schools. Look for Tulane to beat Rice this week. LSU's off, and they come back next week against Alabama, and I'll have more to say about that matchup in my next podcast. All right. That'll be it for that segment, and I will be right back and talk about the Saints. Okay, welcome to Fasano Football. Like I said, late entry this week. Had some issues toward the end of last week and then the beginning of this week. It's a long story. Needless to say, I had to take some time off. But I'm back now and needed a few days to get my thoughts together. And before the Saints play this weekend, I wanted to get a quick podcast in. Just some thoughts on the Saints. I did a podcast Thursday. I released it Thursday, the day before I actually started having some problems. But Saints lost. Saints have lost 2 games against the Houston Texans, who I went over last podcast, and now the Jacksonville Jaguars. Now, the loss to Jacksonville is not an egregious loss. Now, if that was a game where you're, let's see, they were 3-3. Let's say you're 4-2 or you're 5-1. Jacksonville comes to town and you lose a game right at the end and really could have put it in overtime had you one of your most reliable pass catchers has a drop,
easy, easy touchdown. You're okay, all right. Well, we're right there. Jacksonville's a good team. They'll probably win their division. But, man, it's not even close to being that. I mean, you got guys, again, seventh game of the year, not on the same page. Seven games, which is, it's just mind-blowing to me. Mind-blowing. Professional, 10-year quarterback. And then you see him, you see Derek Carr blow up at Chris Olave, and you think he even blew up at Kamara a little bit, but Alvin Kamara was wrong on that play. He made a mistake. But you can see it's getting to him. The pressure's getting to him. And instead of pointing at himself, he's pointing the fingers at other people. Demonstratively. I mean, in wide open. You just don't do that. It's like a code in professional sports or any sport. You don't show up your teammate. You know, you wait till you get in the locker room, or you wait till you get to the sideline, you talk to him. But, and then you think, well, man, well, I didn't see it. The only thing I saw on TV was Derek Carr throw that pass down the sideline. It wasn't catchable. I don't know if Olave would have really been running as fast as he could. The ball was thrown out of bounds. And so I'm thinking, why is he so upset? What the hell? Well, the whole story was Olave quit on a route. He didn't run out the complete route. And so you're thinking, okay, well, he kind of dogged it at. He's been pouting this season for whatever reason. But there's no excuse for not running a route full speed. None. There's zero. Stops right there. And then the J.T. O'Sullivan quarterback class. YouTube quarterback class. J.T. O'Sullivan. If you ever get a chance to watch it, watch it. Breaks down film, game film. He picks one game a week. And he just so happened to pick the Jacksonville Saints game. And boy, did he have a lot to say. And did he open my eyes. I was all on Pete Carmichael's ass this whole season. What are you doing? I was on the receivers' butts. What are y'all doing? And guess what? Now, they're somewhat culpable, but it's not all them. It's mostly Derek Carr. Not seeing wide open receivers, throwing to the wrong person, moving protections in the wrong direction, missing wide open wide receivers, having the ball batted down at the line of scrimmage. A receiver would have scored a touchdown. All I had to do was float the ball. Missing Chris Olave. Running free, would have scored an easy touchdown, missed him. And the play in question, where he raised his arms, yelling and screaming, what are you doing? Run. Well, it turns out the play was designed, it wasn't even designed for Chris Olave. It was designed for him to clear out, which is what he did. And for Taysom Hill to go and just run a short out and into the flat, it's wide open. He's wide open. Wide open. Not even close open. And I'm like, it's a 10-year veteran. It's a 10-year quarterback. Supposedly good enough to make 4 Pro Bowls. Made the playoffs a couple times. And he can't see an open on third down, an open receiver, like 7 yards away on the sideline. And he just panics and chucks it down the field out of bounds. It's a problem. Now, I got to give him credit. talking about Carr, when the Saints were down, they went to the hurry up, and he looked like he had complete command of the offense. So here's the thing. It's like this is what happens with quarterbacks who have to do a lot of thinking. You know, they get paralysis from analysis. They get caught up thinking too much, and then they make the wrong decision, and they screw up the play. But when you're running a hurry-up, it's not much thinking. Man, you want to go. You just get the ball, and you release it. Quick pass. Underneath. Over the top. Outside. Inside. Whatever. Whatever the defense is giving you. And it's a lot less thinking involved. So, my conclusion is you can't run hurry-up all game. It just won't work. But you can do a series, maybe a quarter. You can do one series. You do your first series and your regular offense, and then you come out and run hurry up, no huddle, and then you come back and you play your regular, and you're keeping your defense to keep defense off balance when you do that. I would try it right now. I'd try anything. Because they went down and scored. He threw a dime to Michael Thomas for a touchdown. And he put the ball right where he should have when Foster Moreau dropped the touchdown. So you can't blame him for that. But I do blame him for a lot of missed opportunities where that game, if he would have saw the receivers that were open, that game wouldn't even been close, the Jacksonville game. So, on one hand, you think this season's a disaster. It really is. They're 3-4 after 7 games. And they don't show any signs of getting better. However, they're this close. They're very close. If they can somehow, some way, if Carr can figure it out, and the light bulb can switch on, they have a chance to salvage the season because they're not losing games by much. You know, anytime you lose a one-score game, there's a play during that game. There's a play or two that you either missed, dropped pass, missed field goal. Don't get me started on that guy. That you can point to as to why you lost the game. And you look at all the losses, even Tampa, which was their worst game. I felt the worst game they played, except maybe the Houston game. But as far as a full game, they had their chance. They were still in the game in the fourth quarter. Play here, play there, and you're right there in it. So, is it time to bail on the Saints? After thinking about it, I was ready to bail, but they're not far away, as crazy as it sounds. If you make one more play, two more plays, Derek Carr, you can get your team to 4-4 this weekend and continue to get some momentum and get more comfortable with the offense and finish this season strong, you could salvage it. But if you keep doing the same thing and not trying to improve yourself, blame other players, then you're just going to get caught what they call a quagmire, which is just quagmire happens when it's rainy, 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 and it's muddy, 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 and you just can't get any traction no matter what you try to do. And so that it could end up like that. Now, the optimist in me thinks they can salvage this season. Just me. Must be crazy because the defense is good. You got a defense you can win with. So all you got to do on the offense is one to two more plays a game. Make them. Make the damn plays. Instead of settling for a field goal every now and then, make a touchdown. Instead of settling to kick a field goal, how about you just score a touchdown instead? You know? we'll see what happens, because I can't, I tell you, I can't live like this. I can't be this frustrated week after week watching these people play. And I said it to me, Dennis Allen, he's just not a good head coach. He's just not. Because they're having team meetings. That's the 7 games. You're having team meetings. And that means you're doing, whenever you have a team meeting, that means the team's not doing well. They never meet when they're doing great. They never have these players-only meetings and FaceTimes and when they're playing great ball. And that's on Dennis Allen. I mean, come on, dude. It's like he's herding cats. You don't know what the hell. He's got no clue. He's got no control over this team. None that I can see. And he's just not. He just doesn't have it as a head coach, defensive coordinator. Great. But if he doesn't get this thing turned around, then, I mean, I don't know how the Saints can keep him. I just don't. I don't know how they can keep him. And there's some great quality. There's some great young head coaching candidates out there just waiting for their opportunity. And with a team with the talent the Saints have, and a team that is losing games by one score, a good coach will come in here and get this thing turned around quickly. Quickly! So I hope Dennis Allen can do it. He's a good guy. He's a good man. But he's just not a head coach as far as I can see. He's got a track record. He didn't win in Oakland, and he's doing the same thing here. It's not, and in both cases, it wasn't for lack of talent. It just wasn't. So we'll see what happens. This week coming up, they play the Colts. Colts lost a close game to Cleveland, but they put 30-something points on the board. And Cleveland's got a good defense. So, from all indications, the Saints can't score 20-something points, much less 30-something, unless they're playing New England. So, it's going to take a complete change of tendencies for the Saints to go up to Indianapolis and beat them. And I don't know that they can. I don't know that minds are in it. I think they are just so discombobulated right now that I don't think they're up for the challenge. Sorry to say it. I got to pick the Colts this week. And until the Saints prove me wrong,
I got to go with that assessment, with that prediction. And, you know, it is what it is, like I like to say, but we'll see what happens. Maybe they'll shock us all and go up and play the game that I think they're capable of and completely dominate and win and beat the Colts. Maybe the Colts are kind of reeling after that heartbreaking loss against the Browns, and they won't be on their A game. Gardner Minshew is the quarterback who the Saints have faced twice before and beaten. Last year with the Eagles and another time with Jacksonville. So he's a quarterback that can be dangerous, but typically quarterbacks like him who have a couple of games pretty well played, they come back down to earth quickly. As the Colts starting quarterback Anthony Richardson still healing, I think he's out for the season with that shoulder injury. So anyway, that'll be it for this week's edition of Fazan on Football. Hope you enjoyed it. I will be back next week in full force. Until then, talk to you soon. Have a great weekend.